Okay, guys, I know I said that I wasn't going to probably do another boo for a bit here, but and that the last one was going to be pretty short, which it was, but I thought, after I stopped recording, I thought about something that, wow, what a great question to put out on Audio Boo for people to take a listen to and see if maybe any of you guys can fathom this. I am trying to help a friend of mine, whose name will be left unsaid, with a really, really, really bizarre computer problem. And, you know, most of you guys probably know that I'm quite a computer techie when it all boils down to it. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I am pretty savvy at what I do. I mean, considering the fact that I do PC tech support out of my home, yeah. So, plus considering the fact that I do have quite a few certifications, so I would say, yeah, I know my technology pretty well. So, with all that said, this is even making me kind of pull my hair out over here, so maybe one of you guys may have an idea what is going on, and know a way of getting around this, aside from pulling out your hair, going around scratching your head saying WTF all day long. Hopefully, maybe you guys will have some inkling of an idea here. So here's the situation. This guy of mine, this friend of mine has... Don't even go there, folks. You know what I meant. This friend of mine had, well, I should say has a 500 gigabyte Western Digital My Passport portable hard drive. Okay, it's just, you know, for those of you who don't know, it's just a standard, you know, USB hard disk. I mean, nothing fancy. I mean, just a, you know, portable, mobile hard disk. It doesn't plug into the wall via electrical receptacle or anything. It just basically is what it is. It's just a USB hard drive. You plug it in to the USB port and kaboom. 500 gigs. So, yeah, very, very, very nice drive. But at any rate, this guy had probably... out of that 500 gigs, he had probably about 200 or so of it full of various things. I'll leave it to your imagination on what those things are. For legality reasons, I won't go into it up here, but you get the idea. The bottom line is he had probably about 200 or so gigs worth of the drive completely full. And at any rate... it's really strange because here's the thing. He had a Windows machine running, Windows 7. I don't know the exact flavor of Windows 7 he was running. I want to say Home Premium, but don't quote me on that. I don't really think that would matter. But anyways, he had that installed on a Dell laptop of his. Well... recently, due to reasons beyond his control, his motherboard on that computer basically completely bit the dust. So, and I don't mean just kind of bit the dust. I mean, we're talking just, totally, totally crap to the bed. So, long story short, he took the laptop into Best Buy because he did have the Best Buy Geek Squad protection plan, you know, and whatnot. Gets it in there, and of course they take a look at it, and, you know, well, Mr. X, you know, your motherboard is definitely shot. So, yay, Mr. X gets to go home basically laptopless. And so... and shall I say, board-less. Pardon the pun, Ben. And sorry, guys, inside joke. Anyway, he gets to go home and no computer, basically. So he sets out on a venture to try to find him a new computer. Well, it turns out that he finally got himself a MacBook. Yay! And so, good for him. Well, the MacBook arrived. All was perfectly fine. It came pre-installed. He got it off of eBay, so a little bit of an old system, but not too old. And for what it does, not too shabby. I mean, it certainly does what he needs it to do. I mean, it came pre-installed with Lion. Now, granted, he has updated it since to Mountain Lion, and from what I can see, absolutely thus far loves it. So, that's always a good thing. But, yeah. Anyway, so, he gets his drive, plugs it into his USB. Well, from what I understand, at first, the thing doesn't even mount to the desktop. And yes, before anybody asks, he did have his preferences set to show, not his preference. Well, yeah, I guess that would be under preferences, wouldn't it? He did have his Finder preferences set to show hard disks on his, and external media on his desktop. So that wasn't even an issue. We made absolutely certain that that was definitely enabled, and it was. But for whatever reason, that particular drive just was not mounting on the desktop and showing up. Well, finally, after much thinking, he decided to go into Disk Utility. Well, he went into Disk Utility. Now, this is where things start to get interesting. And start to get just totally cockeyed. Okay, remember what I said earlier. That's very important. The drive is a 500 gig. Keep that in mind. That's going to make a big factor here, so keep that in mind. This drive was a 500 gigabyte drive, right? Okay. Okay, so this guy goes into Disk Utility, okay, brings the son of a bird up, goes down and looks at the different drive, you know, drives that are showing up, plus all of their different volume partitions, etc. Well, lo and behold, what do you know? He gets down to this drive, and the dad blame thing tells him, now get a load of this, it tells him, are you sitting down? It tells him that he has a 2 terabyte. I did not say 2 gigabyte. I said 2 terabyte. Drive. It's like, what the blue flying heck, you know? I mean, for one thing, he doesn't own a 1 terabyte drive, let alone a 2 terabyte. I mean, the drive that's internally in his MacBook, his internal Macintosh HD, that's only a 160. So, yeah. I mean, he never has had a, you know, a 2 terabyte drive. He knows that he did not grab a drive that was someone else's. I mean, that's kind of difficult to do, being that where he lives, there would be no other hard drives near him from anybody else. So, I had him try to go in Disk Utility and verify the disk permissions, verify the disk, you know, try to repair the disk, etc. All of those buttons are totally dimmed. And basically, when he sees the 2 terabyte, he goes over and looks, and it says it's unformatted. So, I guess my question is this. Yeah, I understand that his drive is probably, at least as far as that partition is concerned, is probably toast, but that doesn't really answer my question. One, what in the first place probably made that happen? I mean, how could just plugging it into his Windows machine, aside from the obvious of a virus, which God forbid, aside from that, I mean, I guess that's the only thing I could really fathom. But aside from that, what would have made his hard drive just not just reformat itself, but literally unformat itself? Second of all, in addition to that, how in the world, and more importantly, how in the world could he have gone from having a 500 gig drive? Well, okay, fine, just call it 512, according to what Disk Utility used to see of it. Why go from a 512 all of a sudden up to a 2 terabyte? I mean, okay, I could see if Disk Utility, if it was a 500 and the Disk Utility said it was a 512, as I said. Or I could even see it if maybe it said it was like a 480 or something. But to go from a 500 to a 2 terabyte, 500 versus 2,000 gigs, I'm sorry. That's, no. That's quite a significant jump. I mean, even if, it's like I told him, even if his sectors on the thing, or the platter or whatever, just totally, you know, in the drive or whatever, hardware-wise, just got totally scatterbrained, I don't even know how that even could compute. I mean, you can only get sectors, you know, bad sectors and things, you can only get those things strode around, but so much. I mean, certainly not enough to where it's gonna, I would think the drive would just go, see a bitch, wouldn't want to be ya, before it would try just totally reading that wrong of a, and this is not a, this is not just a voiceover thing. Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I kind of vaguely remember him telling me that he had his roommate who is sighted look, and it's definitely is saying 2 terabytes, 2 TB. So this is very, very, very weird. I would hate to have him partition this drive and start fresh, because then he's going to lose 200 gigs. So, which he probably already has, but if there's any way that I'm missing that we might could recover that data, please, please, please let me know so I can pass that info along to him and we can go from there. I would hate for him to have to lose all 200 whatever gigs of data if that not be necessary. But at the same token, I also understand in my defense that most likely this drive is probably shot. As far as the partition table is concerned. I mean, the drive itself probably is fine, but the partition table itself, God only knows. So, yeah, I mean, okay, I've heard horror stories about Western Digital, I'll give you that, but I've never heard anything quite like this. So, I'm just wondering what in the hell could be going on and why it's doing that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't even compute. So, yeah, I'd be curious what some of you guys think about that. And if anything, you know, what might we do, you know, to get to the bottom of this? I mean, this is just totally, I'm pulling my hair out over here trying to figure this out. I mean, 500 gigs to 2 terabytes? I mean, what the heck, I mean, that doesn't even make sense. So, if anyone knows, let us know, because I'd be very curious.